Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Gatte. Batting second. The shortstop, Lee Bales. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Doug Rader. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Aaron Pointer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Adlesh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Blasingame. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Wade Blasingame. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Amos Otis. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Buchek. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Mook. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Bosch. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tug McGraw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw. And now, play ball. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte strikes out. One out. Lee Bales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bales takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Buchek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Cranepool trying to get to home. Staub throws the ball into Adlesh, who tags Cranepool, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer strikes out. Two outs. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Wade Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aspromonte scores. Adlesh moves to second. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Wade Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch strikes out. Adlesh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bosch out. Two outs. Jerry Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. Gatte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crane Pool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Bales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bales is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops it up and throws to first, with McGraw covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis bunts towards the mound. Blasingame fields it and throws to first for the out. McGraw moves to third. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGraw tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Bosch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buczek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buczek takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook is 0 for 1 in the game. Mook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buczek moves to second. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 0 for 1 in the game. Pointer strikes out. One out. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adlesh strikes out. Two outs. Wade Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McGraw bunts between the mound and first base. Blasingame scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis is hit by the pitch. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 2 in the game. Gatte strikes out. One out. Lee Bales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bales strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rader scoops it up and throws to first, with Blasingame covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mook hits a pop-up towards short. Bales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Rader moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Astros. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 0-for-2 in the game. Pointer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Selman now pitching. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adlesh hits a fly ball into right field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-2 in the game. Blasingame bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Sonny Jackson pinch hits for Julio Gatte. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Bales now playing second base. Sonny Jackson now playing shortstop. Carol Sembra now pitching. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Dick Selma. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. Pointer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Lee Bales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rader scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Cleon Jones pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butchek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sembra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Aspromonte bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pointer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adlesh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub scores. It's Astros, 5, Mets, 5. Hal King pinch hits for Carol Sembra. Hal King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Dukes now pitching. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 0-for-3 in the game. Bosch hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Buchek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Bales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bales is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bales hits a line drive towards third. Mook reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a line drive towards third. Mook reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field. Pointer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson pinch runs for Bob Johnson. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Buchek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.